If you experience a medical emergency in the middle of the night, Owen Shaw may be one of the people who comes to help. Shaw is a paramedic for the Regional Emergency Medical Services Authority, or REMSA, which serves Washoe County. Students at the Reynolds School of Journalism went out with Shaw one night as he responded to calls. Here's his story.
I wanted to get into the medical field because I have an opportunity to save lives or make changes in people's lives. My name is Owen Shaw. I'm 32 and I'm a paramedic. So it's midnight right now. This is a 5:45 p.m. to 5:45 a.m. shift. We're in a Unit 34. This is one of the newer ambulances, and we're headed downtown to our post. Ambulances are strategically placed based on priority and how busy the call volumes are in dispatch. The call volume is all variable. Not all nights are going to be the same, but a person working nights can average about 6 to 7 calls.
William 3, traffic.
Anything can happen, and we can be dispatched to any kind of call, and this includes kids dying, hangings, suicide, fatalities, and car accidents, and stuff like that. I had a lot of family that were in the medical field, and so I chose that because that is what I was familiar with. And so back at, like, when I was 18, I just fell in love with it, just medical in general, and how awesome it felt just to be involved with a lot of healthcare and making people feel better. Being a paramedic, I hate to say it, but like a lot of people like the action of it. There's a big adrenaline rush when you know you have to go lights and sirens.
31, unconscious after a fall.
Yeah, let's go. Left. We should see other responders. I think we're gonna bring the stretcher out and we're gonna go on the sidewalk.
Hey, do you know where to
take the cat?
Yeah.
EVM, let's go ahead.
We're right down the street, short ETA.
So the call that we just went on was for an unconscious patient who fell off the porch. Initially, when you saw her on the floor, she wasn't moving. We found out that the heart wasn't beating. She wasn't breathing at all. So what we did was we pumped her heart and we breathed for her. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. And it kind of stayed that way from when we were on scene and into the hospital. I think the hardest part of the job is not be able to help a person who needs or who's requesting the help in the first place. I think the career has a lot of different challenges, and you saw the call that we went on. There's challenges within challenges within challenges. It's ultimately just in every situation. I'm not trying to be heroic. I'm trying to just better someone else's situation, and I think to me that's heroic.
And you have the AMA on you.
That story was produced by Jasmine Orozco Rodriguez, a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism. She participated in the NPR Next Generation radio program and says the experience taught her to step out of her comfort zone while reporting in the field.
Sometimes the questions that you need to ask are uncomfortable questions, and I need to be better about, you know, wanting to share a more meaningful story. And so that means sometimes making people uncomfortable, because I don't think it does justice to accommodate them and keep them comfortable but not tell a good story on their behalf.
Jasmine's work is part of a series called Overnight Stories from Reno. Learn more at KUNR.org.